With Montana News, I'm Sean Robb. The state of Montana has a new Fire and Aviation Bureau chief. He was hired last month and is keeping a close eye on this winter's weather. Edward O'Brien reports.
Mike DeGroski replaces Ted Mead, who retired from the State Department of Natural Resources and Conservation in December. DeGroski has almost four decades of wildland fire and incident management experience under his belt. His job will be to lead and coordinate Montana's wildland fire services. How challenging that job is from year to year depends a lot on how much snow and rain Montana gets. DeGroski says he's been pleasantly surprised by this winter's precipitation.
Up until last week, I was thinking, oh, we're looking pretty good. This isn't really what I was expecting from the El Nino year. We're getting snow. We have decent snowpack. It's not exactly what I had envisioned.
But what a difference a week can make.
What I saw driving up the Clearwater River last week compared to what I saw driving up the Clearwater River this week left me a little concerned. It feels like spring's coming on awfully early.
Montana's fleet of firefighting helicopters isn't allowed to attack fires on federal land. The Forest Service says it doesn't use state helicopters because they don't meet the agency's safety standards. Last year, Governor Steve Bullock made that an issue, pressing the Forest Service to use those state helicopters. DeGroski says that hasn't been resolved yet.
It's an ongoing issue. We're still working on it with the Forest Service, and that's probably all I can say about it at this point because it is an ongoing issue where we're negotiating between agencies.
DeGroski hopes the issue is resolved before the start of this year's fire season. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.